Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Andy and Don back with you in Milroy as we make our way here to the top of the fifth inning. Jordan Wozmek will lead it off in the top of the order, and Jordan Beyer, as Wozmek breaks his bat, the ball follows that bat past the pitcher. The second baseman fields the ball and the underhand flip to first for the out. Wow, the catcher Ambrose picking up the pieces of the bat right now at home plate. That one was shattered. 4-3.
Wozmek kind of left up there going down to first base. I think he could have made that play a lot closer than what it was. Second baseman, I really charged to get that ground ball.
Jordan Beyer to the plate. Jordan so far today 0-2 the afternoon out of that leadoff spot. And the pitch to Jordan is strike called and 0-1. Well, it's one strike. Randy and Don with you. There's a pitch outside and low in the count 1-1. Angela doing a great job producing our game back at our sports studios in Albany. You know, all these baseball games, that it's a little taxing, too, on those back at the station.
I'd say it is. They were there quite late last night.
Yeah, she was there till at 10:30 or so. Fouled out of play by Jordan Beyer in the count, 1-2. That sun's starting to make its way into the lower seats of the press, the main bleacher section here. Here's a chopper by Jordan Beyer down the third base line. It was on the dirt, Don, and then it bounced up on the grass, and there it sat.
And it will not come back down no more, would it? It had some spin to it.
A swinging single by Jordan will bring Josh Beyer to the plate. Fourth hit for Regal this afternoon. Josh Beyer so far today, 0-1. He was hit by a pitch in his first at bat. And the pitch inside, a ball, and 1-0.
Close on that one, too, Randy. That one was inside and tight.
Jordan Beyer has good speed over at first. Dink on the mound, that delivers, and Beyer ground ball past the third baseman into left field, a base hit. Eagles with a couple one-out singles, and we get to that 3-4 hitter. Here comes Nathan Meyer to the plate.
What you want to get to here right now with one out. Good speed on the base paths too here, Randy. Don't make any mistakes here to Nathan Meyer here, because you could never tell what's going to happen here. As you've ever seen double steals before, haven't you, Randy?
Yes.
I don't think they'll try that.
Nathan Meyer, this big-time ball player, I think he likes that 305 down the left field line yet. Pitches low. Ambrose able to bring that one back, and then he faked over to Josh Beyer at first base like he was going to throw back in his direction. 2-1 for Regal here in the fifth, the 1-1 ball game. The pitch by Dink, ground ball up the middle. This could be two. Here's the shortstop running to second, on to first, and a double play. So starting that double play is Regis. He steps on the bag, throws to first, and Regal is done in the fifth. No runs, two hits, no errors, one left on. 4.5. It's Regal 1 and St. Patrick 1. More baseball in a minute on KAFM.
If you are thinking of buying or selling a home, contact Matt Imdick at Central Minnesota Realty. With over 60 agents and 10 office locations, Central Minnesota Realty has the ability to service all areas in multiple counties across Central Minnesota. Specializing in vacant land, commercial property, and lake home sales, visit us today at www.centralmnrealty.com or call Matt at 320-420-1295 for all your real estate needs at Central Minnesota Realty.
all your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call. Serving Painesville and the surrounding area, they specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55, northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
I think if you do a poll at the concession stand, water might be the number one seller today. But
water, no. Gatorade, anything with some electrolytes in it,
yeah,
to get you hydrated again. Crazy, oh my. We were looking at them yesterday, weren't we?
We were, yeah, bottom of the fifth inning. For St. Patrick, their bottom third of the order, Ryan Freges, Zach Anderson, Jace Westman, Chris Beyer on the mound, and the count, one ball, one strike, to third baseman Ryan Freges. Freges will pop this one back and out of play, and the count at 1-2 now.
That'd be hot with that mask on for the umpire and the catcher today, doesn't it?
Oh.
Take that off and you put it back on again. It's like putting on a wet dish rag, isn't it?
It pretty much is, yeah.
Probably feel good with a wet dish rag under there.
1-2 the count. It's a little bit high in the count, 2-2.
That's why we never caught, right? You couldn't have taken it.
Well, right, right. Here's a swing and a miss, and out on strikes is Freges.
Right where that pitch was again on the outside corner by Chris Byers.
Four strikeouts on the afternoon for Chris. And right fielder, Zach Andrus. Zach had a base hit in his first hit bat. Byers pitch, a strike, and 0-1. The more I see this umpire strike zone, the more I like it today, Don.
I do, too. I do, too, Randy. I keep it a little bit bigger,
yeah.
Whatever. I don't know if it is or not, but the way we're seeing it right now, and open it up a little bit to be consistent for both players.
You're right.
For four
right.
pitchers.
One ball, one strike to Andrus. Here's a foul to the backstop. And the count 1-2. 1-2 the count. If you're just joining us, 1-1. Rigo picked up a run in the second. St. Patrick got a run in the third. And we're sitting here in the bottom of the fifth inning with one out. No one on for St. Patrick. This one's fouled. Out of play. And the count at 1-2. Not Andrus. 1 ball, 2 strikes. And the pitch popped up behind home plate. Dangerud thought about it, and that's going to go foul and out of play. One ball, 2 strikes. Andrus back into the box. And Byers pitch, a swing and a miss. Out on strikes is Andrus.
He bought his game today, didn't he?
He did. That'll bring Jace Westman to the plate. Jace struck out in his only at-bat, the number 9 hitter. St. Patrick. Always seems that every year St. Patrick's got a good team in the state tournament, don't they?
They do.
Westman fouls it off, and the count 0-1. Fouls, 1 strike.
I don't know if I've seen a year where they weren't in there. Been a while.
Yep. 0-1 the count. Fires pitch is outside. And the count, 1 ball, 1 strike. 1-1 the count. Fire ready again. His pitch is high and 2-1.
Fastball looks quicker than you think, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah, I think if you are in the batter's box, Don, that ball is coming yet.
Yes, it is.
2 balls, 1 strike. Little breaking ball, beauty, and strike 2. 2-2 the count. 1 run, 5 hits for Regal, no errors. 1 run, 4 hits, and no errors for the Irish of St. Patrick. Westman a check swing foul. And the count at 2-2 yet. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, no one on. Westman bloops this one. Josh Byer jumps and makes the catch, and he did something to his ankle as he came down. He is hobbling. He'll come back to the dugout. Might have tweaked it just a little bit. We'll see what happens. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. Five in our books. Regal won. St. Patrick won. More baseball in a minute here on KASF.
If you're craving some really good food, then hop on over to Queen Bee's Bar and Grill in Painesville. The Broasted Chicken 8-Piece Family Pack has become so popular for families on the go. It's 8 pieces of broasted chicken, potatoes, and coleslaw for only $18.99. Queen Bee's can make your favorite homemade pizza or buns for the party you're hosting, and they'll have it ready to go when you arrive curbside or inside. For special events and catering, contact Doris, Jen, or Tricia at Queen Bee's Bar and Grill in Painesville. Phone 243-3975. That's 243-3975. Your dependable neighbor. We are AM 1150 KASM Albany, FM 105.5 HD2 KDDG Albany, and KASM Albany at FM 107.7 all the time.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
It's a Regal Baseball on KASM this afternoon, brought to you by Beastman Trucking, BNS Excavating in Belgrade, Lake Henry Implement, Painesville, Farmers Union Co-op, Rambo, Queen Bee's Bar and Grill in Painesville, Kramer, Tom Kramer Incorporated, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Central Minnesota Realty and Promotional Resources Incorporated of St. Joseph. Five innings this afternoon, a 1-1 ball game. And Chris Byer will lead it off for the Regal Eagles. Chris, too, that potential to drive one to left field and out of this park. As right-hander Colin Dink has pitched well today for the Irish. First pitch, a strike to Chris. There's strike two and 0-2.
Two fastballs right down the middle here to Chris Byer. He's might pull that trigger. I think he's weak for that curveball. Look out here.
It's a little bit low and outside, and the count 1-2.
Three straight fastballs. Dink, player.
Dink had three strikeouts in the first two innings. Don has not had a strikeout since. So Regal is putting the bat on the ball, and the pitch is a little bit high. And the count at 2-2 yet.
Definitely had a little extra mustard on a depth pitch.
Well, two strikes there. Strike three called, and Byer gets caught looking. Kirby Hemish providing me with a little trivia here. St. Patrick versus Richmond in 14. St. Patrick versus New Munich in 15. St. Patrick versus the Cold Spring Rockies in 19. And St. Patrick versus Regal in 20. So we've had a few St. Patrick games on Chasm,
yes,
too.
Yes, we have.
At the plate, Blake Karshen. Karshen fouls it to the backstop in the count 0-1. I don't know how Kirby's doing that, but he's driving and he's putting all that information together for me. No, I think he's probably handed the phone over to Reese and said, Reese, you type that in, right?
Yeah. Walking encyclopedia.
Yep. 1-1 the count to Karshen, and a late swing there by Blake. And 1-2.
That was a good pitch.
1-2 the count.
On deck, that took something off of that one. Look out.
Karsh lines it up the middle, and that's the base hit for Blake Karsh. 2-for-2, Karsh today, and a walk, and a run scored. Big day for Blake.
Himself a day. Boy, he didn't miss on that fastball, did he?
No, after he got fooled on that one, Don, it's like he was sitting fastball, just telling himself he's going to bring it. He's going to bring it. That'll bring Shane Rademacher to the plate with one out and one on. Shane, so far today, 0-for-2. I'll make it actually 0-for-1. He had to sacrifice that one. First pitch to Shane, a ball, 1-0.
First time up trying to do the same thing, but he got swinging. Popped one up on the right side.
1-0. It's a little bit inside to Rademacher in the count, 2-0 now.
Your heart's got to feel a little bit different, doesn't it? When the guy throws it hard, he gets that close to you. It skips a beat, doesn't it?
Yes. 2 balls, no strikes. Here's the pitch, and a ground ball hit to short. Up with it to second for one. The relay to first is in line. 6-4-3 double play by the Irish in the Regal Eagles, done in the sixth. No runs, one hit, no errors, and no one left on base. We played 5.5. Regal 1, St. Patrick 1. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KAFN.
At Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you right in your own community. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. As a Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, we've got the strength and stability of Grinnell Mutual behind us. So whatever the future holds, Painesville Mutual Insurance Company will be there to protect what's important to you and your family so you can trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Painesville Mutual Insurance Company agent today at 243-7149. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
The average person sees more than 5,000 ads a day. Promotional Resources will help you stand out from the clutter. If you've been thinking about new pens or mugs or shirts or caps, go to promotionalresourcesinc.net now and stand out from the crowd. For a limited time, get 25% off your first order by mentioning this ad.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Randy and Don, back with you here in Milroy, bottom of the sixth inning, a 1-1 ball game. Been a great pitcher's duel so far with Chris Beyer and Colin Dink. Just want to clarify, Kirby and Kurt Hemish, they're driving down to Shakopee. Reese will join them at Shakopee for the Cold Spring Springers game. So Kirby said, you think my dad would let me drive? No, I'm riding shotgun and Kurt's driving.
Oh.
Yeah.
Kind of like you.
That's right. Yeah. Here's a ground ball hit by leadoff hitter Freges over to short. Jordan Beyer up with it across the diamond and 6-3 in the put out of Jack Freges. One out. And to the plate, Kyle Rodas, the center fielder.
So we kind of lucked out last night, didn't we, Randy? On the way back, we got probably to New London twice or somewhere there, and all of a sudden my little light on my knee, Kia, come on. Well, this is a tire light. So we just kept driving, got in the garage and looked, and the tire went flat.
You bet. So lucky, lucky we didn't have to drive any farther.
Yeah, we did. You're right. Needless to say, it was a little warm.
Yeah.
But it was a lot of flat.
And the tire will get changed on Monday.
But it was on Randy's side, though. I remember that.
Here's Rodas, a fly ball to right field. Blake Karsh has got this one measured. We'll make the catch for out number two. Boy, both pitchers pitching so well today.
Yes, they are.
Chris Beyer has 5 strikeouts in the ballgame.
Look at Chris Beyer's uniform out there. Even with the white uniforms like Regal's got, with the red lettering, you can tell the perspiration coming through them uniform.
Right, yeah. It's from Beyer to Seth Ambrose. It's a strike call, 0-1. Seth Ambrose so far today, 0-2. He has popped up both times to Nathan Beyer over at first.
St. Patrick, they donned the green tops, white pants.
Ambrose takes low for a ball, and the count 1-1. Chris Byers puts it, swing and a miss, strike two.
Can't get in time with them, can they? He's keeping mouth dried so well here.
Ambrose down in the count, 0-2, or 1-2, and there's a pop-up over by first base, and the count 1-2. 1-2. Back in the box, Ambrose. Here's Byers' pitch. A little bit high for a ball, and 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Two outs, no one on. Ambrose will foul another one back. Goes into a house off the siding. And the count's at 2-2 yet.
Need some house repair up here,
I think so. I think so. Third ball, Ambrose gives it a ride down the left field line. The first ball we've seen pulled like that all day today, and that went foul.
Little few knots, about 50 feet foul. Think of Milroy right here. The whole outfield fence is done with advertisements.
Here's the pitch outside, a ball in the count, full to Seth Ambrose at 3-2.
Looks like a wood fence, isn't it, Randy?
Wood fence, and then they have the, you know, the advertising with banners on the front of it. Ambrose will foul another pitch back and out of play. That,
more sighting.
Right behind us. No, that didn't make it this time. Hit the green Irish fence from Green Isle. 3-2 pitch. Ambrose, a drive down the right field line. This one is foul. Into the corner. We've got the Green, or the St. Patrick fans to the right of us, the Regal fans down in front of us and to the left. And the count at 3-2.
And a tent way down the corner, down the left field line, right in the corner. So if somebody wants to sit out there under the shade, it's a nice area. Bleachers.
You want a social distance, you can here at this park. A swing and a miss. Ambrose is out on strikes, and that ends the St. Patrick six. Nothing across. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We played six here in Milroy. 1-1. Regal and St. Patrick. We're back in a minute.
Beastman Trucking currently has openings and is looking for reefer drivers. Qualified applicants must have a Class A CDL license and 1 year of experience. Beastman Trucking is offering a $5,000 sign-on bonus, health, dental, and life insurance after 60 days, and a 401k and profit sharing after 1 year of employment. Driving consists of mainly Minnesota, Wisconsin, and the Upper Midwest, Monday through Friday, and your home on weekends. Interested in a rewarding career with Beastman Trucking? Contact Tim at 605-272-3203. Good luck to all area teams playing in the amateur baseball tournament.
Baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie, American staples, and supported by Painesville Farmers Union, a locally owned and operated co-op. Farmers, now is a great time to fill your diesel barrels and LP corn dryer tanks in preparation for the fall harvest, along with giving the experts in the agronomy department a call to do some crop scouting for soybean aphids and other pests. Phone 800-232-4265. Good luck to all the teams participating in this year's Region 15C tournament from Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Randy Wapsang, Don Heinen back with you as we make our way to the seventh inning. A 1-1 ball game. Don, and you know, I kind of expected this ball game today. Regal has always given their opponents here in the state tournament a good run all the time.
They're a tough state tournament team.
They are.
Don't lose by much. If they do lose, they don't lose by much. But if they're always in a game.
They are.
Seems like it is. I'll tell you what, if Regal goes on to beat St. Patrick, they play next Saturday at 2 o'clock against Springfield.
Nathan Byer at the plate. The first pitch to Nathan, a ball now inside. No, they say the first pitch was a strike. Now pitch gets away from Ambrose, the catcher, and the count 1-1. 1-1. Colin Dink on the mound. Here's a chopper over to first base. Fielded cleanly by the first baseman. That's Seth Ambrose, and he'll run it to the bag. The unassisted putout of Nathan Byer. Derek Dingaroo to the plate. And Derek Dingaroo so far today, 1-for-2. Chopper back to Dink on the mound. He'll field it. Throw to first, and 1-3 in the put out of Dingaroo.
Now to the pitcher. This is what you want to do, right? You want to get back in the dugout. Get back in the shade a little bit.
Yep.
Rehydrate.
And here comes Jordan Wozmik. Jordan Wozmik, 0 for 2 so far today, and the pitch to Jordan is outside of ball, 1-0. Jordan, a left-handed hitter. Tanks pitch, high for a ball, and 2-0 to Jordan. If Jordan can get a hold of one here and give the Eagles a little base support. Pitch fouled to the backstop. And the count, 2 balls and a strike.
Catcher gives it to the on-deck hitter.
Almost like the hot
potato.
Yeah.
So he gives it back to the umpire.
Ah, you got to have a little fun in the game, too, don't you?
You do.
Number 9 hitter, Wozmik. And Jordan will take a strike called and 2-2 now.
Good-looking left-handed hitter here right now.
2 balls and 2 strikes.
The way he stands in the box.
And the pitch, a swing and a miss. Wozmik out on strikes, and that'll end the Eagles' seventh inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base. We played 6.5. Regal won. St. Patrick won. More baseball in a minute on KSN.
For your next construction, remodeling, or cleanup project, call Tom Kramer Incorporated for all your roll-off container needs. Tom Kramer Incorporated takes pride in offering Central Minnesota residents prompt, professional, and competitively priced roll-off services. With over 600 containers and 2 locations in Cold Spring and Glenwood, there's a container for every size job. Call today and have a roll-off delivered at 320-685-8226. Tom Kramer Incorporated, serving Minnesota residents since 1938. Good luck to the Central Minnesota teams in the 2020 State Amateur Baseball Tournament. You want more from a compact or utility tractor, and at Lake Henry Implement, you'll find more. More of the Massey Ferguson tractors offering more versatility, more durability, and more performance. Stop by today and find out how Massey Ferguson is expanding the possibilities of what a great tractor can be, and why a Massey Ferguson will be the last tractor you'll ever need. Come see the Massey Ferguson compact and utility tractors at Lake Henry Implement, located on State Highway 4 in Lake Henry.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM, Chasm.
All right, bottom of the seventh inning. Chris Beyer on the mound yet for the Regal Eagles. We'll face the cleanup hitter, Matt Ambrose, and then Jordan Garacki and Dom DeLuca. Now, this is a big part of the game, too, Don. Not that every inning's a big part, but seventh inning. I mean, Regal, you're looking, you only got 2 at-bats left, and you don't want to give this meat of the order base time here.
You know, you won't want to work through that bottom of the order to get back to the top of the order here in the ninth inning again.
Yeah, exactly. Ambrose at the plate, the count 1 ball and 1 strike to Matt Ambrose. He's 1 for 2 today, had a base hit back in the second inning. Chris Byers pitch in. Ambrose will call it back and out of play. Derek Dangerud going back, flips the mask up, and oh! Derek ended up falling backwards, and the ball falls to the ground. And the count 1 and 2.
He's getting a little dizzy on that one. When he come back, he looked up into that sun, too, and it was like, wow.
Right, right. I know Chris Byer was standing right there, too. 1-2 the count to Matt Ambrose. And I'm sure Matt Ambrose, the catcher, too, he can sympathize with Derek Dangerud in that situation.
I tell you, Chris Beyer just got right-handed hitters. He does not want to concede to that inside corner. Keeps it away and away and away.
Beyer ready. Here's Ambrose. Ground ball foul down the third baseline.
And as I said that, he hung a curveball on the inside corner, didn't he?
To the count. Fires curveball. Ambrose, one hop shot to Meyer at third. Nathan up with it across the diamond. 5-3 in the putout. Nice play by Nathan Meyer.
Perfect
I think that's
shot.
His first ground ball for the third today.
Yes, it is. Perfect shot to first base.
Isn't that something, Don? You wait all game, and then in the seventh inning, you finally get a ground ball. That's, patience,
yeah.
And it's like you got to be ready.
Yes. fall asleep normally once you, like, what the heck's going on here? But there hasn't been many balls bowled today, Randy.
No.
I said that.
At the plate, Jordan Garacki. Garacki so far today, 0 for 2, couple fly balls to right field. First pitch of ball, there's the strike called. And the count, 1-1. 1-1 the count. Garacki will follow that off to Dom DeLuca, the DH in the on-deck circle. Count 1-2. Looked like St. Martin was just pulling up in a mayor's charter bus just about 2 minutes ago. Here's a shot to right field. That's going to be a base hit for Garacki.
Got in time on the outside corner, did he? Garacki, and then kept the pointing to Randy before he just watched Chris Fire. He just kind of keeps working that outside corner, keeps working that outside corner. That one he left in a little bit. Doing a good job out there, Chris is.
That will bring up DH Dom DeLuca. Eagles looking for a double play ball as DeLuca actually takes high for a ball, 1-0. 1-0, no strike. I know the count. Chris Beyer works from the stretch, and the pitch a strike called, and 1-1. 1-1 the count. Garacki is lead. The pitch from Beyer a little bit low, and 2-1. 2-1. Eagle Baseball on KASM this afternoon. St. Martin and Gaylord coming up next. Fly ball to left center field. Giving chase out there. Now center fielder Rosemick gets to it. He'll make the catch for the out. First it started out, I thought the Regal left fielder, Shane Rademacher, was going to get to it, but then he gave way to Rosemick.
Fairly deep, left center field.
Here's Ryan Friedrich. Ryan Friedrich so far today, 0 for 1. He was hit by a pitch back in the second inning. Regal scored their run in the second. St. Patrick scoring their run in the third. The base runner, Garacki, over at first. And Friedrich takes high for a ball, 1-0. 1-0 the count. Garacki gave the Irish their fifth hit of the day. Here's a foul to the net, and the count, 1-1. 1-1 the count. Very little breeze here today, although we are seeing the flag move finally here. Swing and a miss by Bridges, strike two.
I think, Randy, if we'd be sitting out in the sun, it would be a little bit unbearable, wouldn't it?
It'd be tough. Be tough, yeah. Especially sitting. If you could move around in the sun, you'd probably suck it up, right? Go over to first and you're actually back.
Would.
Yeah. If you were working outside, you'd just
quit.
One, two, the count, two outs. The pitch. Foul back to the net here, and the count at 1-2 yet. Of course, it's Sunday, right?
Oh, correct.
Yeah, okay. Just watch baseball on Sunday.
I said, since I've been retired, I don't get a day off anymore, Randy.
So. 1-2 the count. Garacki leads at first. Nathan Beyer holding him there. Chris Beyer comes home. And another foul to the backstop here by Ryan Friedrich. Regis just missing by a little bit every time on a swing.
Up just a little bit up, he brought that.
See if Chris Beyer has a pitch in store for Regis. Ground ball deep short. Jordan Beyer goes down on it, throws to Josh at second, and they get the sliding Garacki. No runs, a hit, no errors, and one left on base for St. Patrick in the seventh. We go to the top of the eighth. Regal 1, St. Patrick 1. More baseball in a minute on KASM.
If you are thinking of buying or selling a home, contact Matt Imdick at Central Minnesota Realty. With over 60 agents and 10 office locations, Central Minnesota Realty has the ability to service all areas in multiple counties across Central Minnesota. Specializing in vacant land, commercial property, and lake home sales, visit us today at www.centralmnrealty.com or call Matt at 320-420-1295 for all your real estate needs at Central Minnesota Realty.
At Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you right in your own community. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. As a Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, we've got the strength and stability of Grinnell Mutual behind us. So whatever the future holds, Painesville Mutual Insurance Company will be there to protect what's important to you and your family so you can trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Painesville Mutual Insurance Company agent today at 243-7149. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Here we go, top of the eighth inning. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you. Jordan Beyer leads off the top of the eighth and scorches a line drive down the right field line and out of play in the count 0-1 to Jordan.
And Shane Rademacher went down to bullpen to loosen up here for the Regal Eagles.
Top of the order for Regal here in the eighth. As Beyer pops this one up, that'll go out of play in the count 0-2 to Jordan Beyer. One run, six hits, no errors for Regal. One run, five hits, no errors for St. Patrick. And Colin Dink's pitch is high for a ball, and 1-1 now.
Clean ball game, Randy. Fun to watch.
1-1 the count. Beyer drives it to center field. Plenty of room out there for Rodas, and he'll make the catch for the out. Up to the plate, Josh Beyer. Josh hit by a pitch in the first. He's 1-for-2 today, had a base hit in his last at bat. You saw him tweak that ankle a little bit over a second, but appears he's been able to walk it off.
Looked like a little bit more than what at first, but I think he walked it.
Beyer, a shot off the shortstop. He keeps it in front of him and throws the first in time to get Josh Beyer. That was a shot to Jack Bridges, and Bridges took that one off the chest, Don, and kept it in front of him, though.
He played that just perfectly as a shortstop, didn't he? Line drive that short hop, get down on it, try to smother it in front of it, just like a catcher. Keep it in front of you, and he had time to throw him out. Good play, but shortstop.
6-3 on the putout of Josh Beyer. That'll bring Nathan Meyer to the plate. And Nathan will take a ball outside. 1-0. This ball game has just got the feeling that somebody's going to hit a home run to win it. You know that?
It does, doesn't it? Or it could be 15 innings.
That it could be, too. Yeah. 1-1 to count to Nathan Meyer. Swing and a miss by Nathan. Strike two.
And Colin Dank is starting to heater up here a little bit.
There is activity over in the St. Patrick bullpen, too. Jenks pitch, that's low for a ball, and 2-2 now to Nathan Meyer. Balls, two strikes.
Looks like Derek Isaacson.
2-2, Jenks pitch, that's inside to Nathan Meyer in the count, full 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Two outs, nobody on for Regal here in the eighth inning, a 1-1 game. And Meyer swings and misses. He's out on strike. No runs, no hits, no errors. No one left on for Regal in the eighth. So we have played 7.5, 1-1 our score. We're back in a minute.
The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London. Baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie, American staples, and supported by Painesville Farmers Union, a locally owned and operated co-op. Farmers, now is a great time to fill your diesel barrels and LP corn dryer tanks in preparation for the fall harvest, along with giving the experts in the agronomy department a call to do some crop scouting for soybean aphids and other pests. Phone 800-232-4265. Good luck to all the teams participating in this year's Region 15 Seed Tournament from Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Bottom of the eighth inning, 1-1 our score. Number eight hitter, Zach Endres. Number nine hitter, Jace Westman. And leadoff hitter, Jack Bridges. Will face Chris Fire. And the pitch two. Endres is a ball high, 1-0. Endres so far today, 1-for-2 for St. Patrick. And he'll pop this one up. Dangerwood giving chase, Meyer giving chase, and that's going to hit the top of the grandstand here and roll back and out of play. Five hits so far for St. Patrick this afternoon. Chris Beyer has pitched spectacularly. Six strikeouts. No walk, one hit batter. And there's a strike called, and one ball, two strikes. One, two, the count. Pitches inside and out, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Here's a shot to right center field. That's going to be in for a base hit. Karsh is going to cut it off. And the long single for Endres here in the eighth inning. But leadoff hitter gets on, Don. You got a number nine hitter and a sacrifice situation with that top looking at
you. I think you do really right here. But I'll tell you what time I was watching regular speed of that outfield out there. That ball, the way that was drilled towards the gap there, with the speed of Blake Marsh and their center fielder to come together like that to keep that to a single.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. Marsh with tremendous speed able to cut that off is putting down a good bunt is Westman. The throw by Meyer to first in time. 5-3 on the put out, but the sacrifice is completed. One out.
Perfect bunt.
And it'll bring leadoff hitter Jack Bridges to the plate. Jack, 1-for-3 so far today. 1-1 our score here in the bottom of the eighth inning. St. Martin Gaylord will follow this afternoon here on KASM. Don and I will have that broadcast for you. Bridges pops this one back and over our heads. That heads down the road behind us, underneath the vehicle. Half to Polaris Ranger, and 0-1 the count. Chris Fire delivers and preaches another foul to the backstop, and 0-2 now.
Don't pass the Ranger into the storm sewer.
On deck is Kyle Rodas.
Well, St. Patrick's got a set up for him here.
Fire a pickoff attempt, and that throw goes a little bit high, otherwise Jordan Beyer has a good slap tag on him again. Chris, with that fancy-dancy spin move on the mound, it catches a lot of teams off guard.
Did you see that coming again? Good throw. I think he's out.
Yeah, I agree. 0-2. Beyer's pitch. Shot off of Nathan Meyer. Jordan Beyer field. Going to third is Andres. He is safe. Wow. That went off Nathan Meyer's glove. It deflected to Jordan Beyer, and it was a race between him and Andres the third. And Chris Beyer was coming to field third yet,
and almost a collision between three guys.
I thought Chris had it. I thought he flipped to him at the end there, but he didn't, did he?
No, he never did get it out of his glove.
Well, he would have never had a play on him. That Chris went to
Nathan Meyer flexing that hand. I think he took that hard in his glove hand. They're going to give Freeges an infield single. They gave him an infield single, so that is the seventh hit for St. Patrick. More importantly, you got your number two hitter, Kyle Rodas, coming to the plate. First and third, only one out. I would say they might, Jack Freeges has got good speed over, he's got a stolen base two already. He might take off at some
very
point.
Possibility
yeah.
here.
All right, here we go. First and third for St. Patrick. Bottom of the eighth. Beyer throws to first. Nice move by Chris Beyer. That element to surprise.
As a base runner.
St. Patrick, you don't want to get picked off on any place, any base here. And he got a good lead at first base.
Beyer ready. Comes home. Freeges goes. Hit and run on. It goes off of Meyer again. And it's going to go into left field. And St. Patrick's going to take the lead here in the eighth.
That run would have scored, but I think he would have got an out there. Chance of double play ball there with it.
They had the hit and run on. They're going to give Nathan Meyer an air. And St. Patrick takes the lead 2-1 here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Wow, he hit that hard again, though.
Oh, yes, he did.
Freeges still the base runner at second, now with two outs. Chris Beyer from the stretch delivers. Here's a pop-up by Seth Ambrose to right field. Karsh has got him measured. He'll make the catch. Freeges tags to go to third, and he'll go in safely.
Oh, yeah, he had him stealing on that play before that one that was hit to Meyer as he was going on that. Okay. So that kind of, I mean, Meyer at third base kind of looked at that, too, at the same time. And
right.
Probably
maybe
took his eye,
maybe took his eye off of it just a little bit. Got to bring Matt Ambrose, the catcher, to the plate with two outs. Jack Freeges over at third. Kyle Rodas stays at first base after he was safe on that air. First and third, two outs. And Matt Ambrose, 1-for-3 today. The pitch is high. And the count 1-0.
Seeing Chris working out of the windup. The stretch too often yet.
Not a lot today. Not a lot today, no. Run into a little trouble here, though, in hitting as Ambrose dips it away. Left field and gone. Three-run blast by Matt Ambrose makes it 5-1.
You can see that when he hit it, since he ran into that one, was gone.
It was gone, indeed. A three-run blast. With two outs and a big inning for St. Patrick here in the eighth. To the plate, Jordan Garacki. Garacki, 1-for-3 so far today, and now we're going to get some activity in the bullpen again. Number 19 going to go down and throw. Although this is Colin Denk's game to win or lose, I would say,
I think
too.
So too, Randy. Here, but I'll tell you, that's part of them three more runs there. That one run wasn't a lot.
Exactly.
That was huge.
Here's a shot to center field, and that's going to fall in front of Osmick. And a base hit for Garacki.
I think Chris, he's looking at Shane Rademacher out there. I think he wants him.
Four hits in the inning. One of those, a big three-run homer. And I think that might be it. Nathan Beyer up on the mound by Chris Beyer. We're going to see Shane Rademacher come in from left field and number 23. Going to go out into the outfield, and that'll be it for Chris Beyer today. Just a wonderful game for Chris.
Oh, absolutely.
And Rademacher come in to try to get the final out.
Looks like Nick Perkins is going to take over. Not sure.
He's going to left field, probably, for Chris Beyer at this point.
Right.
Lazarus can still DH yet.
He can. So we have a pitching change that we want to remind you are Regal sponsors for our ball game today. Promotional Resources Incorporated in St. Joseph. Central Minnesota Realty, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Tom Kramer Incorporated, Queen Bee's Bar and Grill in Painesville, Rambo, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Lake Henry Implement, BNS Excavating of Belgrade, and Beastman Trucking. They bring us baseball today here on KAFM Radio. Shane Rademacher will come in to pitch, and I think you are correct, Don. Well, maybe it is. No, Wolzmeck's going to stay in center. Yeah, Perkins will go to left field.
Nick Perkins. Seeing Rademacher will come back in here and try to put the fire out here on the St. Patrick Irish.
It is designated hitter Dom DeLuca stepping up to the plate. 5-1 our score, bottom of the eighth inning. It's a 1-1 game until St. Patrick came to bat here in the bottom of the eighth. Playing for one run, they have picked up four so far. Runner on first, two out. Shane Rademacher, his pitch, and this one's popped up over at third. Now a shortstop Beyer calling off Nathan Meyer. He'll make the catch for the out, and that will do it for the Irish in the eighth. Four runs in the inning on four hits. There was one error and one left on base. We played eight here in Milroy. It's St. Patrick 5 and Regal 1. More baseball in a minute on KFM.
For all your excavating needs, give BNS Excavating a call, serving Painesville and the surrounding area. They specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55, northeast of Belgrade, BNS Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams. Beastman Trucking currently has openings and is looking for reefer drivers. Qualified applicants must have a Class A CDL license and 1 year of experience. Beastman Trucking is offering a $5,000 sign-on bonus, health, dental, and life insurance after 60 days, and a 401k and profit sharing after 1 year of employment. Driving consists of mainly Minnesota, Wisconsin, and the Upper Midwest, Monday through Friday, and your home on weekends. Interested in a rewarding career with Beastman Trucking? Contact Tim at 605-272-3203. Good luck to all area teams playing in the amateur baseball tournament.